Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Shh. Everyone take your seats, put away your phones and your crisps and listen to the orchestra. Well, if you're attending the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra, where they will be encouraging audiences to use their phones and applaud whenever they want to. As part of a diversity drive, ticket holders are now encouraged to use mobile phones to film and take photos and eat whatever they want. So could it catch on here? Well, Steve Falloon is a manager of Bord Gáis Energy Theatre, and you're very welcome, Steve, as always, to the programme this evening. You've had a look at this story. Do you think it's fair enough thing to try if a production is having problems attracting an audience, trying to get people, bums on the seats as such, to sort of say, come in and do what you want?
Well, I think you have to look at the context of this. Birmingham is a city recently declared bankruptcy. So the city has declared itself no more money. Oh. And so to move to try and get back having more money, they're actually doing a lot of cutting of arts funding. And Birmingham Symphony Orchestra, unfortunately, who received over £600,000 per year, have been told that they're getting funding no more. So the orchestra, in a bid to, I suppose, get publicity and get bums on seats and to be seen as being really relevant, have made this, audacious and somewhat controversial decision to say, get your mobile phones on, clap when you want to, hum along, eat your sweets, eat your popcorn. I don't think it's going to catch on.
Well, I suppose it causes problems for everyone else or anyone in the audience who, I suppose those rules are there for a reason, aren't they? To allow everybody to have a good time.
Oh, absolutely. Because there's nothing as distracting as when you're sitting watching a show and someone's on their mobile phone beside you, because all you can see is the great light of that mobile phone. Mm. And then also, if it's an orchestra performing, if you think about it, just that orchestra on their own, they're very much focused on their sheet music and on their, on playing their instruments. So they might notice as much the mobile phone glare. But usually with these orchestra recitals, you'll always have a singer or singers or a choral or a choir. And for them, it would be massively distracting. Indeed, there's already been complaints from singers who've had to stop shows in Birmingham because it was so distracting having the mobile phone on.
I'm gonna coin a new moniker for the city then, Barbarian Birmingham. Because look at what they're trying to do here. This is what they say in their own words: bring drinks into the auditorium, clap whenever they like, wear whatever makes them feel comfortable, take photos or short snippets of film, and share them with us.
But
that's
broke.
Barbaric.
They're broke.
It's barbaric.
I know, but what can they
broke? So they're broke and barbaric.
They are broke. They'll be broken more if that continues, I'll tell you. You can't enjoy any live event if people are doing that.
Well, actually, there is one context, because there's been a great move in theatre, recently to have relaxed performances, i.e. select performance, not every performance, to be able to accommodate people with neurodiversity, which I think is a great move. And these performances, the lights don't go down fully. Yeah. You're able to sit, you're able to leave whenever you want to. There's quiet areas outside. And those moves, that is a brilliant
thing. That's fantastic. And no argument on that one. But you can tailor those performances, don't you? This is
absolutely,
this is general audience, no restrictions basically whatsoever. And I just don't know if the general population would enjoy that. They might think they would, but once it happens, it becomes a disaster.
Well, there's certainly already a lot of complaints coming in. And I think their attitude is, look, let's try and get a younger audience in. But even the younger audience that are going, they don't want to be on their phones all the time. And if let's go with it. It is a concept.
God.
I accept. It is a concept. But, when they're enjoying a show, when they're in a moment, they will be maybe a little less inclined to keep their phones on. And, it is just really, really distracting, and I just don't see how this will last or keep going.
Do you find audiences tend to police themselves anyway? You might find that in the cinema, if somebody's whispering in front of you or chatting or on the phone, the other person behind you might say, shh, or would you mind? Or, do audiences do that much?
Yeah, we always have a little bit of self-regulation within the audience, because if someone's annoying them, they can't get the attention of an usher. Of course, they're going to, tap them politely on the shoulder and say, could you please put the phone away. I certainly do it myself when I'm sitting watching a show. But, the odd time an usher does have to intervene, and they really do a fantastic job of keeping an eye out to make sure that it doesn't happen. But by and large, Irish audiences are reasonably well behaved.
Okay. Well, I think it sounds to be a big thumbs down from everyone here, actually. Interest here from our listeners in this to 51551. Can you see any good side to this idea of doing whatever you want, really?
They'll give out to us. We were too uniform there, I think, in our disagreement.
Steve Balloon, as always, thank you very much for joining us this evening.